The crop report shows some improvement. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The Ag Department this week has just released their latest crop report, and though Tennessee farmers have had one of their toughest growing seasons in history, it's not all lost. The lack of moisture and record heat in August hurt most of the state's major row crops considerably, but corn producers who have nearly completed harvest have shown better yields than what was first anticipated. The corn crop is forecast at 78 million bushels. That's up 25% from a year ago, and yields are expected to average only 100 bushels per acre. That's up 5 bushels from last month's projections, but 25 bushels below last year. Producers expect to harvest some 780,000 acres for grain. That's up 56% from last year and the highest since 1985. Tennessee's cotton production is forecast at 840,000 bales. That's down 39% from last year's record level and the lowest since 2002. Cotton yields are expected to average 850 pounds per acre. That's down 14% from a year ago and the lowest since 2003. Producers expect to harvest some 495,000 acres. That's down 200,000 acres from 2006. Now, soybean production is forecast at 25.2 million bushels. That's down 43% from last year and the lowest since 1999. Soybean yields are expected to average 24 bushels to the acre. That's 9 bushels down from last month's projection and 15 bushels from a year ago. Acreage for harvest is estimated just over a million acres. That's down 80,000 acres from last year. As of September the 1st, the 12,000-acre burley crop is forecast at 20.4 million pounds. That's down 34%. From a year ago, and this is the lowest level since 1922. Tobacco growers are expecting yields to average some 1,700 pounds per acre, down 500 pounds from last year. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.